The invention of radio is due to the Italian physicist Guglielmo Marconi in 1896, although the first transmission of human voices was made in 1901 and the first radio station, KDKA, was launched in the United States in 1920, soon becoming the first means of mass communication, especially from the decade of the 30s, still playing a fundamental role in society, offering agile and immediate information. With a model based on the public management of broadcasts, the origins of radio in Spain date back to the creation of Radio Barcelona, EAJ1, producing the first regular radio programs in late 1923 and early 1924 from Radio Ibérica in Madrid. Radio listening in Spain became generalized after the Second Republic, living its golden age in the 30s and 40s. RNE, the national radio of Spain, in Huelva is also a pioneer of radio in Spain, since it is the dean station of the Spanish public radio, being the first station with studios in the network of Radio Nacional stations. Created from Radio Huelva, which was founded in 1934, it began broadcasting in 1937 during the Civil War by decision of Franco's military José Milán Estray, who through the also military Gonzalo Quipo de Llano ordered the civil governor of this province to provide the station with powerful equipment that could even cover the south of Portugal and North Africa. Once the rebel side laid the foundations for the founding of RNE, which began broadcasting on January 19, 1937 through a field station located in Salamanca. At the same time, the Huelva station began to operate with equipment provided by the civil government. However, the provisional facilities of RNE in Salamanca only worked until 1939, when they were dismantled while the Huelva station continued broadcasting. Being integrated in 1941 in the state broadcasting service, so that the Huelva station became the dean of the Spanish public radio. Part of its equipment and the Huelva broadcasting team are exhibited in this Jesus Hermita Communication Center. In this showcase are preserved some of its first broadcasting equipment that, according to the researcher Juan Carlos Leon, were seized in Nerva to Arturo Albarrán, promoter of the Etnia Cultural, who had a radio station in the village with which he made cultural programs and on the political and social life of this town in the Huelva mining basin, and was shot in the early days of the Civil War in 1936. Radio receivers and broadcasting equipment have undergone a remarkable transformation from its beginnings to the present day. The first receivers were very technical and of individual consumption, as they required headphones. From there, in the 20s and 30s, they moved on to large and heavy radio receivers that incorporated loudspeakers for collective consumption, which caused the radio to be installed in the living rooms of homes, around which the whole family used to be located. The great revolution in receivers was the invention of the transistor, a portable, battery-powered radio receiver, which led to the generalization of radio listening without the need for electrical wires. An invention of the Americans W. H. Braddon and J. Bardo, which won them the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1956. Microphones also evolved, and from the initial wire microphones, the double-sided microphones improved the quality and possibilities of hearing one or two voices in broadcasting or recordings, progressively increasing their coverage with those that expanded the field and quality of audio pickup, such as those of the Sennheiser brand, among others.